It's not even 5 in the morning, and the propane burners are already hot at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. This time of year, pilots and their crews from around the world flock to this field on the outskirts of the city. In the pre-dawn darkness, they offload heavy wicker baskets from their trucks, test those propane burners, and then gather for a briefing on the weather.
Winds were 10 degrees, 10 knots at 10 miles an hour. Wow, it went up. A few clouds at 200 and temp is 55.
Every morning for more than a week, hundreds of balloons will lift off the ground at once in an unrivaled kaleidoscope of color. It is the largest celebration of the sport in the world. And this week, I saw it up close.
Let's do fans on at 6.
Pilot Tim Taylor is giving the flight briefing this morning.
And then we'll all go hot together. We'll do a little show on the ground.
He's also the leader of today's Dawn Patrol, an experienced group of about a half dozen flyers who are the first to launch each day. That show he's talking about is a light show.
All right, Dawn Patrol! So I need your help counting. We're going to do a glow!
Matthew Grote is another Dawn Patrol pilot with a boomer of a voice. He's also my pilot.
A glow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, glow!
Grote and I are standing shoulder to shoulder in his wicker basket, still tethered to the ground. He's invited a friend on board, and between the three of us, there's hardly room to move.
Oh, sometimes I think we should do a flicker!
The Dawn Patrol pilots blast their burners in unison, and a row of 80-foot balloons glow like paper lanterns against the dark sky.
Dawn Patrol, is everybody ready to fly?
That's Tim Taylor on the radio, and we are.
Here we go.
Thank you.
And just like that, the Dawn Patrol is airborne.
And the crowd goes wild!
I quickly learn that two things affect the direction of our flight. First, the wind is blowing us south at about 9 miles per hour, and each blast of propane takes us higher. As we rise, I see the constellation Orion in the sky. To the east, the moon hangs above the Sandia Mountains, and a sliver of sunlight peeks over the horizon, as if it's trying to wash away the night.
That's just amazing.
The Sandia Crest and mountains there.
Holy cow.
Take it in.
I can tell the other guy standing 4 inches from me is enjoying the view. His name is Damian Cook. He knows Grote from their days in Nebraska.
I live in Omaha, Nebraska.
And you're just here to visit?
Yes. Yep. I've been friends with Matthew for 20-plus years now, so figured first time to get down here and check this out.
And this is your first Dawn Patrol flight,
first
right?
First Dawn Patrol flight, yep.
How's it compared to other flights?
I mean, you don't get to see this in Iowa. It's just flat there.
It's flat. It's a different experience,
it is.
Cook is smiling, but my stomach is sinking. The higher we go, the more I want to crouch down into the basket and press myself back to Earth.
Dawn Patrol, how's everybody doing?
Oh, if only you knew.
Greg, I'm coming up.
Pilot Tim Taylor is flying an American flag balloon. He tells us over the radio that the wind is calmer at a higher elevation. So up, up, up we go.
Dawn Patrol, you know, it's a shame that we have to go so high just to slow down. Anyways, you guys look beautiful. Thank you. Let's give a flicker burn. 3, 2, 1, flicker.
Flying Dawn Patrol Fiesta is a privilege, not a right. You do your best to do a good show and put on what you need to do so you can stay in the show and have a good time.
So let me go through some technical stuff here. How high are we over the city of Albuquerque?
Right now...
Dawn Patrol, Auburn. 3, 2, 1, Auburn.
We're right at about 1,000 feet right now.
1,000 feet above the city.
Correct.
How fast would you say we're moving?
Oh, I can tell you exactly. We're moving 1 mile an hour. So we're hanging right here.
We're absolutely hanging, dude.
Yeah.
You can feel it. It's so hard to describe when
well,
you're up here.
Well, I describe it as, you know, when you're taking off, the earth drops away from you. Because you don't have any G-force that pushes you backwards in your seat like you would in a jet. and you just lift off the ground.
And we're going about a mile per hour because that's what the wind is doing.
Exactly, exactly. As you saw on the surface, there's the drainage that's happening on the surface, which is notorious in Albuquerque.
The wind coming down off the mountains.
Well, it's the channel between the mountains is what it is. And then as you go up, that has dropped to 1 mile an hour.
In fact, Balloon Fiesta might not exist if it weren't for the weather. There's a wind pattern over the city known as the Albuquerque Box. It means that on a typical fall day, those surface-level winds that Grote was talking about blow to the south, while the winds higher up, they go in the opposite direction, to the north. In theory, Grote could use the north-blowing winds to backtrack and land near the same place that we took off. But today, the box isn't working that well. Even though our balloon is 1,000 feet above the city, we're still drifting south.
But the cool part is you just don't have a breeze in your face. You're moving the same speed as the wind. We're the only aircraft that, when flying, can get passed by a butterfly. Literally, they can fly right past us. It's one of the coolest things to go over a field of wildflowers. You stir them up, and all of a sudden, there's a bunch of butterflies just flying around you, and they fly away and in front of you.
And that's the difference between any other kind of flying. There's no way to go forward other than what the wind does. There's no propellers. There's no jet. There's nothing but this propane burner above us.
Correct.
That just allows you to go up and down.
Exactly. We use the wind.
And let me just say, people are going to have to put up with the interruptions like this because otherwise we're not going to stay in the air.
That's exactly right. But you get the moments of silence. It's just so peaceful.
It is peaceful. And by now, I'm feeling confident enough to admit that at one point not long ago, I was scared. It just kicked in for a minute, like, oh, I'm really high up right now. And now I'm over it. I think I'm over it.
Something that I tell people is that if you do have a fear of heights, and I've flown a guy that wanted to propose, and he was in the middle of the basket, hands on the side, opposite corners, and you could feel his knees shaking.
This basket's not very big, by the way.
It's not.
I mean, there's
not.
Three of us in here. We're packed in. There's really, you couldn't have
You can put one more in here. But he was petrified. He finally did get on one knee, say, hey, will you marry me? And then
they're like, get me down right now.
It wasn't quite that bad, but he definitely said, we're good. And I've had people say, we're high enough.
Have you ever gotten yourself into a situation or been in a situation where you felt uncomfortable?
There are moments of an easiness. But with the training that I've got, the experience that I have with high wind situations back in Nebraska, because if you don't fly in 10 miles an hour, you're not going to be flying a balloon in Nebraska. So moments of sheer terror, absolutely not. But it's
moments when you need to focus.
Moments where you definitely need to focus. And you can't, you know, you're conducting a commercial balloon flight. You can't let your passengers know you've got that in your head. Like, ooh, where are we at? And so you work through it.
Statistically, balloon flying is safe, but crashes happen. The National Transportation Safety Board has investigated 125 incidents since 2010, 12 of them fatal. Earlier this week, two Fiesta pilots struck power lines and knocked out electricity to 1,200 homes. And this summer, five people died when a local pilot, again, crashed into a power line. Many accidents happen while landing.
Something I'm pointing out here, you see those three sheets in the field there?
Yeah, you're pointing down to the ground, yeah.
The landowners will put out a red sheet, a yellow sheet, or a white sheet. Red sheet says, don't land here. Yellow sheet's like, if you have to, go ahead, but please don't. But the white sheets are, we'd love to have you land here.
Really?
So, you know, we're obviously, with the light coming up, we're able to start seeing what's below us a little bit more. It's something we look for when we're coming in for a landing.
Those are some friendly neighbors.
Friendly people, yeah.
Where do you think we're going to land?
On the ground.
I'm laughing, but as we get lower and lower, very earthly things come into focus. I can hear street traffic and barking dogs, and there's something else that gives me pause.
And, you know, you can see why some of those balloons had issues yesterday. I mean, almost every street has a power line on it.
Yeah. How do you avoid the power lines?
You've got to keep your eyes open. They're like you can see, they're everywhere. You've got to keep your eyes open and make educated decisions on where you want to navigate to that landing.
Grote is experienced and well-trained. As the ground closes in, I just have to trust him.
Good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, so you got a spot in mind.
I'm looking in front of these apartments, it looks like, or maybe a hotel. The construction company may not like me.
There's a tractor. Oh, my God.
Stick it.
Bend your knees, good. It's gonna be a bump.
Oh my god!
Okay, that was a little harder than I expected, but as soon as we hit the ground, a member of Matthew Grote's crew was there to catch our basket as it dragged through the construction site. They'd been following us in a pickup truck for the entire 45-minute flight.
I'm going to guess you're okay. Damien, you okay?
All good.
Yeah. The equipment is reusable. That was an excellent landing.
Okay, wow. All right. Jeez, how did you guys find us like 2 seconds after we landed?
We were following.
Oh.
That's their job.
And they're good at their job. Many thanks to Matthew Grote and his crew. They got me up safely and brought me back down. An experience at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta that I will never forget.